The United Nations Security Council has unanimously supported an Australian-sponsored resolution condemning the downing of Malaysian Airlines plane in Ukraine. The resolution calls for unfettered access to the crash site, as well as an independent investigation into the tragedy.
It is an unambiguous response from the international community to an utterly deplorable act.
Meanwhile, a train carrying bodies from the Malaysia Airlines disaster is on its way to the city of Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine, where they'll be flown back to the Netherlands. Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak says the rebels have also agreed to hand over the plane's black boxes to international investigators. The Productivity Commission is proposing a major overhaul of childcare. Its draft report recommends bringing in a single rebate that will be means-tested and allowing the subsidy to be used to pay for nannies. It says some of the extra money to pay for the changes could come from the government's paid parental leave scheme. And Palestinian authorities say at least five people have been killed and 70 injured by an Israeli strike on a hospital in Gaza. The Palestinian death toll has now climbed to 550. There's increasing international pressure for an end to the conflict. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has travelled to Egypt for ceasefire talks.